Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Now the forecast. We will see mostly cloudy skies tonight with showers turning to steadier rain. Tomorrow, though, that rain eventually turns to snow. And for a look at what that will mean for Boston and other parts of New England, we're joined now by WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein. He joins us via Skype. Dave, welcome.
Good afternoon, Jack.
So, Dave, take us through the timeline tomorrow. When do the raindrops turn to snowflakes?
Yeah, so it depends on where you're going to be tomorrow, for one thing, because it will change over in the Worcester Hills a lot earlier. So as we look at, first of all, the rain moves in tomorrow morning, probably in the pre-dawn hours. So when folks get up tomorrow morning, most people get up, it should be raining across the area. And that rain getting heavier and then beginning to change over to snow across Worcester County, probably somewhere after 8 or 9 o'clock, by I think 10 and 11 o'clock, it should be snowing everywhere west of 495, and that includes up to about noontime. And then afternoon, that's when that rain snow line really starts to collapse to the coastline. And it is going to snow incredibly hard. Once it changes over, I can't stress enough how hard it is going to snow. We're going to see rates of 1 to 3 inches per hour of heavy, wet snow. And that's going to eventually make it very close to the Boston area by 4 or 5 o'clock. So 24 hours from right now, I would not recommend any traveling. There might be some thunder with this snowstorm. And we're going to see amounts go from 1 or 2 inches all the way up to 10 to 12 inches in the Worcester Hills in a very short period of time. And that line's going to be precariously close to the 495 belt.
So we've got heavy, wet snow. We've got heavy snow. We also have heavy winds, I understand. What do we expect on that front?
Yeah, that's right. So the Cape and the Islands, there's a high wind warning up. It's going to be windy everywhere, but it won't be excessively windy once you get off Cape. The strongest winds will be from Plymouth south and east. So places like Barnstable, Yarmouth, Harwich, Wellfleet, you know, the usual suspects will be getting those winds between 40 and 60 miles an hour. But as you get off Cape and start heading north up Route 3, winds will be less, generally in the 20 to 35 miles an hour. Still strong enough to create some power outages, and especially with the heavy, wet snow, I think power outages are definite. I would plan on it if you're west of 128, losing some power.
All right, charge the phone. Beyond that, all what does the rest of the weekend look like, and what does early next week look like?
So one of the things about this storm, different than, of course, October, is that it's a lot darker now. So our sun angle is a lot lower. So although it's going to be sunny on Sunday, and I think it is going to be a sunny day, it'll be bright, you'll need the sunglasses, temperatures will only be in the mid-30s. We're not going to melt. This is not going to disappear for a while. Monday, mostly sunny, still in the 30s. And same thing on Tuesday. Eventually next week, I think we get back into the 40s Thursday and Friday. This is not going to be white Christmas kind of snow, but it's going to linger for several days around the area. And if those areas that do get a foot, those snowbanks are going to be there for probably the rest of the month.
All right. That's WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein telling us about the nor'easter headed our way late tonight, early tomorrow, and early Sunday as well. Dave, thanks.
You're welcome.